The civil war rages on in Liberia, but the country's embattled president, Charles Taylor, has renewed his pledge to step down and leave the country. New York Times reporter Samini Sengupta has been following the situation in the Liberian capital of Monrovia, where she is now. Samini, thanks for joining us. Would you tell us, first of all, about President Taylor's latest promises to leave?
Yes, this afternoon he told reporters that he would step down from office at precisely 11:59 a.m. Monday, August 11th. But he did not say what he would do on an equally critical question, and that is when he would leave Liberia. He declined to answer that question, and that is a critical test of peace in this country because the rebels who are pounding this city now for 15 days straight believe that his ouster is the critical thing.
Mm-hmm. What were the circumstances under which he made this latest indication that he might step down if not go away?
He has said before that he would leave the country. He has also accepted an offer of safe haven from Nigeria. But today, again, he demurred on that question and he let his aides say that he would only leave when a war crimes indictment has been lifted. That is an indictment in connection with his alleged role in the civil war in neighboring Sierra Leone. Now, this seems to a lot of people to be a new and not entirely unexpected condition for his departure.
He met today with the West African delegation, didn't he?
He did. He met with a number of ministers from other West African countries. They have been trying to negotiate a peace deal here. They announced 2 days ago that peacekeepers, West African peacekeepers, would arrive here this Monday, 2 days from now. And they told us earlier this week that Charles Taylor would have to go, would have to leave the country within 3 days after that. Today, however, when they spoke to reporters, they made no mention of their earlier three-day deadline and said simply that a deal had been made, a promise had been made by the president that he would turn over the presidency to his chosen successor in about 9 days' time.
What about the fighting? We're hearing that Taylor's forces are pushing the rebels back somewhat. Is that so?
This has been a very, very heavy day of fighting, and it is impossible to independently verify exactly where the front line is at the moment. But I'm hearing from residents who live around the port, the very strategic free port of Monrovia, that the government has advanced very close to the port, and they have been hearing heavy machine gun fire all afternoon while the West African officials have been meeting with the president.
Samini Sengupta is the West Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times. She spoke to us from Monrovia, Liberia. Samini Sengupta, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.